The ninth plague, the ninth Makkah brought upon the Egyptians was the Makkah of Choshech. And according to some, 3, 6, and 9, this third, sixth, and ninth plague that came without Hasra, came without warning. So what happened during darkness? So the darkness during the day was even darker than it was darker at night. And then the darkness even reached a new level that Rashi says they couldn't even move. It's such darkness. Like, we know how it is. You're in the dark. You're feeling around, putting your hands out. This, you don't bump into something. Here was a darkness so thick, whatever that means exactly, you couldn't even move. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring on the darkness? Why was it so thick? Why was it so bad? So Rashi quotes two reasons. One was, we know the Halo Ovdei Avodah Zarah, the Halo Ovdei Avodah Zarah. But God was mocked in the refuah before the Makkah. He gave us the cure, karma, pace. However, some Jews, however, were not interested in repenting or following along with the Jewish people. So therefore, those Jews who died during the darkness, no one would know. People would say, see, look, you're telling me the plague's only a part of the Jews. Look how many the Egyptians, look how many Jews died. So therefore, no one would know that they died during the time of darkness. And secondly, that since God promised Avram they're going to leave Rechush Gadol, so he wanted, so they're going to later go ask the Egyptians to borrow, and if they would say they don't have, they knew exactly where it is. So on one hand, they got credibility. They went in when they found out during the house and they didn't take anything. So that's the Makkah Choshech. So the Torah is a Lashon Lo Ra'u Ish Es Achiv. It was dark for 3 days and they couldn't see one another. Well, we all know when you're dark, you can't see one another. So what's the Torah emphasizing here? That the Choshech was so bad they couldn't see any other. So there's a famous pshat from the Chidushei Harim, the Gera Rebbe, who says that's the ultimate darkness. The ultimate life is able to be interact with people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in the world to make a Kiddush Hashem, to do mitzvahs ben adam l'makom ben adam l'chaveiro. So the ultimate light is Torah and mitzvahs, and many of the Torah and mitzvahs involve the ben adam l'chaveiro, the interpersonal. So if you can't be with people, there's many, you can't help other people. As we know, unfortunately, during COVID-19, it's a very depressing time for many people because they can't get out. They're stuck in the homes either because they're high risk or they're on lockdowns. And it's a very difficult time. The human condition is to go out and to be with people and to shed lightness on the world. And that's what they point out. Life without giving isn't the same kind of life, as the Rambam writes in different places regarding the mitzvah of Simchas Yontov, where he writes, on one hand, we do have a level, we have a mitzvah of basar v'yayin, of having good foods, meat and wine, clothing, jewelry for women, treats for kids. That is a certain simcha, but that's simchas kreso, filling up our own bodies, our own bellies with meat and wine. The ultimate simcha is to have guests over, is to help the aniyim, help the amana, the yisoma, helping the most vulnerable. That's the ultimate simcha. Like in the first mishnah in the beginning of Shabbos, that a balabai is giving an ani. So ultimately, you give it ani, he has enough money, he has enough food for a meal or two. But the ultimate giving is for yourself, the impact on you. And that's why they point out, the Rambam, and we see it, that the DNA of a Jew, if one doesn't have rachamim, one doesn't have midos, So with Choshe, she's not from the Zera of Avram Avinu. Because the ultimate purpose of a Jew is to give. As we know, the word Ava, Ava comes in the word Hav. Ultimately, you love someone not by taking, but by giving. And as they point out, there are two rivers by in Eretz Yisrael. They have like, they talk about the Dead Sea and the Kinneret. And they both get the water from the Jordan River. So how come one's called the Dead Sea and one's not? So I think they point out, Rabbi Sachs, others, that they all get their water from the Jordan, but the Kinneret gives back water. The Dead Sea only takes water. One only takes. It doesn't have the opportunity to give. So, Kishmo, it's the Dead Sea. So that's what it's saying. That's what the Gera Rebbe is pointing out. The ultimate darkness is Ro Ish Es Achiv. That they couldn't be with, they can't live. You can't do Chesed. You can't be with people. And the goal is, Uvachol v'nei Yisrael hayu or b'moshu asam. But the ultimate goal is the or of Torah, Tfilah, Chesed, to going out with people and following the Derech Hashem, following in mitzvahs, and being a walking Kiddush Hashem.